Had an interesting and potentially history-making week this week on a couple of resolutions that would call in some people to testify before the full Senate.
It's been a full week, and there again, filibustering going on again and everything like that finally is broken. We were able to proceed, but what we were after was my resolution was passing subpoenas to the Planned Parenthood folks, telling them to appear before the Senate and explain to them certain questions we had on the disposal of fetal tissue and make sure there's no sale of body parts is what we're looking for. And they've been asked to appear, they've refused, so their next step is subpoenas, and that's what we're working on right now. And those resolutions did pass today after a number of hours of debate this week. And so that should take us the next step and see if they show up to appear before the Senate April the 25th and answer questions as to what's happening there.
And there is, if they do not show, there are penalties in place?
Yes, there is. Depending on what the judge is, how liberal, how conservative, they could be fined several hundred dollars a day for every day they don't comply.
You had a couple of bills that were, I think, third read this week?
I did. I got a couple of my bills passed out this year. They weren't something that's going to change the world or whatever, but they were important. One dealt with credit unions and just cutting down their notifications and paperwork, antiquated rules. With instant balances today on the internet service, they still have to do this account verification, but it'll cut it in half or maybe greater than that and save them money and let them operate more efficiently. We got 100 and some credit unions here in the state of Missouri and a few in the district. So it was important to them and glad I could carry that and got it through really, really fast, really simple. So didn't require a lot of time or effort, but it'll be worthwhile after all. The other dealt with probation parole officers. Currently, they did not have to notify the prosecuting attorney or the judge if a parole is being broken. They can write a warrant, have them arrested, or they cannot. And by them having that authority, I felt it was too much. And it was brought to me by the sheriff of Ozark County, Darren Reed, the great sheriff down there, brought it to me and said, hey, we need to do something. The prosecutor needs to be notified about this. There was a 12-year-old little girl down there that was killed that would not have happened had this procedure been followed. So tried to get it passed last year, couldn't get it done. Had great testimony on it, Sheriff Association, peace officers, everyone's in favor of it, but just couldn't get across the finish line. This year, we've got a good jump on it, passed out of the Senate, and it's on its way to the House. So that's a big deal for our area, not just in Ozark County, but all the counties down there.